If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Well, here we are in Herb Talk, and we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I are ready to roll. And thanks for joining us here on the American, the American Voice Radio Network. All right, we're going to be talking about the elderly a little bit today. I don't know about you, but I kind of grew up with my grandparents around a whole lot, so I'm really sympathetic to the elderly, and so we're going to talk about some things that we can do to help them and improve quality of life and reduce their falls. They fall way too much. Also, we're going to be talking about the brain a little bit tonight, and if we get time, we may talk about some viruses that we can deal with for the flu season, cold winter months. We got lots to talk about, and we got a quack report, but before we get all that stuff going, I want to say a big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. And, you know, as you know, I seek the Lord's face every day. Pray, hit the knees. Yes, Frank, are we on? Okay. Well, let's just get to, I guess, without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, yay. We heard the quackers. Great. All right. So here's something that's interesting. The American Cancer Society has reversed some of their guidelines when it comes to women getting the mammograms, the early screening supposedly for breast cancer. We've heard some things about this, that it's really not healthy for you to do that. But according to the Cancer Society, now instead of getting your annual mammograms at 40, they've pushed it back to 45. So women start at 45 is when they want you to go get, irradiated there. So new suggestions, they say, is more in line with the U.S. government panel. But they say ultimately women should have more accurate information on their individual risk, their whole situation there, and hopefully avoid breast cancer. Hey, radiation is radiation. Small doses accumulate in the body can put you at risk. A lot of medical science has even said mammograms maybe not so good, so do your homework first. Last but not least in the quack report, plague. The Black Plague is in the news. Apparently scientists, this is a report that's published in the Journal of Cell, scientists have traced the Black Plague to the Bronze Age. Apparently, they went and they dug up some old bodies and analyzed the DNA in their teeth. The oldest body was over 5,000 years old. So the bubonic plague, they said, spreads through fleas, infected fleas. And researchers at the University of Copenhagen say the plague may have shaped early human populations. Down through the ages, 500 A.D. killed about 25 million. Then the Black Death hit China in 1300 and claimed half the lives. Up to half of them were Europeans. And then the modern plague of China in the 1860s, 10 million people died. So not a good thing. But you know what? There's an ancient old herbalist plague formula that herbalists in towns that made that formula had low or no mortality rates from the plague. So guess who has that? ThePowerHerbs.com. Check it out. It's called All in One. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to be talking about preventing age-related injuries, premature death of the elderly. We have to look after grandma and grandpa. We do, our aging relatives. Each year over 2 million elderly fall and they suffer an injury. Every 13 seconds, an aged person suffers a fall. And hospital stays due to falls double the length of the stay, and it increases their risk of premature death. They tend to get pneumonia and stuff like that. Nearly 10,000 people die from a fall every year. So doctors often explain that it's because, we're getting older. Blame it on getting, old age. We get less flexible. Our balance isn't as good. But, that's not how it's supposed to be. It does not have to happen due to old age. Due to lack of mobility, causing us to be stiff and lose our balance reflex, affects our mobility. Really does. Hospital stays due to falls double and increase the risk of premature death. And so we're going to take a look and see how we can kind of, better this situation. First, let's get some more statistics on falls. According to the statistics, more elderly females fall than males. And we're told that the older the female gets, her risk of suffering a fall increases. So with falls, when they occur, over half of the patients usually repeat a fall, have another fall within 6 months. So the age group with the most falls is anyone over 65 and is often the cause of death. So 1 in 50 falls are going to produce a hip fracture, and 1 in 4 die from this injury within 6 months. So falls severely impact the mobility of the elderly, and less mobile means more vulnerable and more health complications. So let's do something about that. First off, I want to look at the drugs, the medications that promote falls. Oh, yeah. According to the Journal of the American Geriatric Society, there are several medications that the elderly are on that increase their risk of falling. And, for instance, reports suggest that if patients are on four or more medications, it will increase their risk of having a fall. So medications for things like depression and antipsychotic medications are at the top of the list. So when patients try to come off of these types of medications, guess what? Their risk of falling is reduced. Yeah, there's a reduction in falls. Also on the list are blood pressure medications. So drugs for low blood pressure can cause dizziness. Other medications or the over-the-counter drugs are, they can double the chance of the fall, such as high blood pressure meds, various cardiovascular drugs like the beta blockers, the diuretics, and the antiarrhythmia medicines. Also, anti-seizure drugs, antihistamines, insomnia medications, respiratory and bladder medications, as well as diabetic drugs, can increase the risk of falling. So why do medications promote falls? You ever wonder about that? Well, I did. According to the medical science, prescriptions and some over-the-counter meds can block brain chemical activity like acetylcholine signals and cause us to have unwanted effects like blurred vision or increased heart rate, confusion, or even a sedation effect. So we have like 43 million Americans over 65. Now, the U.S. Census projects that number is going to be 83.7 million over the age of 65 by the year 2050. So half of them take drugs for bladder conditions. 20% of the elderly Americans are taking antidepressants, and that figure is going to jump to 40% if they're in a facility like a hospital or a nursing home. Approximately 12% of the elderly can't sleep, so they take insomnia medicines. And about 18% are taking meds for respiratory conditions. So according to U.S. News, the most expensive drugs that the elderly are taking are the metabolic disorder drugs, the heart medicines, drugs for nervous system and digestive disorders, as well as respiratory prescriptions. But there is some good news. When elderly are more active and take calcium and vitamin D supplements, they seem to improve their balance and muscle function, and it reduces the risk of falling by 20%. Wow. There you go. You can find vitamin D2 in your foods, like your fatty fish, your oily fish, like sardines and mackerel and salmon. Word, get that fish going. And, of course, if you're getting calcium, make sure you get it from plants, not from animal products. Horsetail herb, lobelia, those are some really good ones to get. If you're looking for a calcium liquid, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have it in a calcium liquid. So let's one little word here on movement, improving our coordination and movement. Because a good prevention program to avoid falls is to keep flexible, be flexible, as possible, and promote a good, healthy lifestyle and a good balance reflex. And you want to be as free of prescription drugs as possible, obviously. In our 40s, what happens is we start to show signs of aging with, we have a reduction in energy, we are less flexible, our posture is not as good, we have slower reflexes, our muscles tend to get tight, and our connective tissues tighten, as well as we may get some atrophy in the spine. So, we want to start to avoid that. We don't want to become sedentary and our muscles become less flexible and tighten, and then they shorten. That's bad. So if we find we can't lift our arms high enough over our heads or we shuffle when we walk, it's time to make some changes. But hopefully you'll do that before that happens, So starting in your 40s and 50s, it's a good idea to get on a good, healthy regimen. The lifestyle should be cleaned up and get on that regular exercise. It's going to go a long way to reducing your dependency on medication and your risk of falling. So we really shouldn't have this degenerative way in our life, so we have precautions that we can use to prevent it. Even if we lose some of these functions, we can actually get them back and reduce our risk of falling. So there is a way to improve our range of motion without pain and, you know, put the spring back in our step. And it does not have to involve any high impact exercise. So I encourage folks to investigate the work of Miranda Esmond White. Her work is called Classical Stretch, and you'll be amazed what a daily 20-minute stretch routine can do for your quality of life when you are past 50. So it's also very beneficial for younger people. If you have foot, hip, back, shoulder, neck problems, excellent. If you're an athlete, athletes are using this program as well. So I do this exercise every day, and I've actually had success in reversing a weakness in my right knee that I obtained from a car accident 35 years ago. So I've also noticed that I don't have to visit my chiropractor as often when I do the stretch routine. So 20 minutes, that's all you got to do. And you'll find classical stretch on the internet, so just do a search, and you'll find it there. Best $50 you'll ever spend, for real. All right, so what about drug substitutes? Well, everyone should really keep in mind that one prescription medication will cause 100 chemical changes in your metabolism. Two drugs cause 100 times 100 chemical changes, and scientific medicine really doesn't have a clue what those changes will be. So the drugs often leave the patients with rebound effect and worse off than when they started on the medication. So it is, you know, far less dangerous to change the lifestyle and then tap into maybe some medicinal power of God's herbs. For instance, instead of bladder drugs for urgency and incontinence, you know, why not use herbs to cleanse the kidneys and the bladder and get rid of the cause of the problem? Instead of sleep and antidepressant drugs, why not use nutrition to avoid the anxiety and depression in the first place? So in many instances, illnesses, you know, are caused by a buildup of toxins, and a lot of these organ cleanses can remove the cause of your symptoms in a gentle and effective way. So check it out. You'll be powerful. You'll be amazed. God's herbs are good. Thepowerherbs.com, check them out online, or give them a call. Ask for a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Or if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. The Power Herbs. Yep, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, by the way, now through the 1st of November. Can you believe it's going to be November next week? Wow. Well, now through the 1st of November, you can save 20%. They have their coupon right there on the homepage. It's BOO, and the number 15, BOO15. You could use it over the phone on your mail order form and save 20%. So orders over 50 have to have $50 or more to qualify for that, and you can't use it with other discounts. So stock up. This is a good time to stock up on just about anything you need there. All right. We're going to talk about the brain. We got a few minutes before we have to take a little break here. So we got lots of information on our brain this evening. You know, it's an area of the body we have to look after as well. So how many people have problems with memory and cognitive problems? You know, well, there's a long list. It's to be expected, we're told, as we get older. I don't believe it. Medical experts lead us to think that, you know, forgetfulness and confusion, normal signs of aging, just expect it. Well, not me. We hear about pills that help us to remember and how these new drugs will help us to forget traumatic events. What can affect our brain's ability to recall memories, recall names of family members and where we live? Are there memory problems even with the youth, and they want to, you know, wipe out memory with these drugs? Not me. We're going to look at ways around that kind of stuff. First off, let's talk about the old noodle. Modern science used to think that we were born with all our brain cells and we didn't replace them. The brain didn't regenerate like the liver does. But now science has backpedaled on that, and they say the brain can indeed repair and regenerate and grow new brain cells. In fact, medicine has documented brain injury cases in which the brain can in order to get around a damaged area, grows new connections and pathways to reshape the broken network. All right, so the human brain is really not high on the list of most people when it comes to, you know, staying healthy, health prevention. You just don't really think about it much. Most people focus on other areas like cardio, their pulmonary, digestive areas, you know, their physique. Some things that can negatively affect our brain are, well, it's the ability for us to recall information aside from, you know, how old we are. Some things that affect us that way are alcohol, smoking, medications, head trauma, and, of course, infections. Also, thyroid disease can impact memory, stroke, of course, stress, and sleep deprivation, being depressed or having a nutritional deficiency in your B vitamins, and also diseases like Alzheimer's. So all those things can impact our brain's efficiency. So let's look at some of the medications, too. Most would agree that memory or cognitive brain function is really not inevitable as we grow older. There are plenty of elderly folks that have full cognitive function. They are sharp as a tack. And I had an uncle who could introduce you to everyone at the party, and there was just only a few hundred people there. He knew everybody. He would take you around the room and introduce you to every one of them. It was amazing what kind of memory he had. He was good with names, rarely had any senior moments. So what made him different than others that were his age who kind of struggled to remember their street address or even their phone number? Well, the difference, I think, was he was not reliant on prescription drugs, so many of his peers were. He was more of a natural guy. He did it with food and supplements. So let's look at some of the prescriptions that really can wipe your brain pretty much clean. Prescription medications can interfere with memory, like wiping a slate clean. And I've seen this firsthand on folks taking heart medicines, you know, the blood pressure and the cholesterol drugs. And within a short time, they really have difficulty remembering. Their short-term memory is totally toast. It's just not there. Now, other drugs that also affect memory and cognitive ability are your anti-anxiety drugs. And they're not only used for anxiety, but on the antidepressants, they're also used for things like muscle spasms, insomnia, agitation, and seizures. Those drugs also. So the problem with these medications is that they tend to build up in your system and cause more serious problems down the road. You can get delirium. You can increase your risk of having an accident. Now, of course, you've probably heard that one class of heart drugs that causes memory problems are the statin, the cholesterol drugs. You may have a friend or family member taking something like Lipitor or Lescol or Mevacor, Provacol, Crestor or Zocor, all these numbers and names. So a lot of them tend to have trouble with memory. Why? Well, these drugs reduce cholesterol, which is necessary for your brain. Your brain has cholesterol. It needs it for connections between nerve cells, which is vital for memory and learning. You know, if you want to have a brain thought, electrical impulse has to jump the synapse, need cholesterol to do that. Now, most folks really don't realize that not all the cholesterol is bad, and the brain is the organ that contains one quarter of the body's cholesterol. And the good news is that your brain wipe side effect is reversible if you're on those drugs. So when the patient stops taking the drug, according to the Journal of Pharmacology, then the memory comes back. So after there was a study the FDA did in 2012, required these drugs to display a warning about the statin drugs causing memory problems. So check your medications carefully. All right, so apparently there is our memory and cognitive problems when we're younger, too. In the new UK study that was published in the Journal of Psychopharmacology, it shows that young folks using street drugs for recreation are impairing their memory. So drugs like cocaine and ecstasy not only produce the brain wipe effect, but it also causes cardiac and respiratory arrest. So the ecstasy drug can actually shut down cognitive abilities, shut down speech and spatial tasks, Subjects in the study that were taking these drugs had difficulty planning, organizing, multitasking. And the drugs also seemed to affect time-based perspective memory in the frontal lobe of the brain dealing with self-awareness. And so they probably have difficulty recalling things and how they actually happened. Other areas of the brain that are affected by these types of drugs involve empathy and also regulate cardiac function. So that's a big problem. Now, there's some over-the-counter medications that also can cause memory issues. Products for incontinence usually contain anticholinergics, which prevent bladder spasms, and they block neurotransmitters in the nerve endings in the bladder wall, so you don't have that urgency. But the neurotransmitters are necessary for memory and cognitive function of the brain, so you probably have brain issues if you're using those drugs. People taking them can suffer from confusion, attention deficit, disorientation, short-term memory problems, and in the case of toxic buildup, the drug can give you delirium and dementia. So if you suffer from digestive problems and take stomach medications like Pepcid, Tagamet, Xanax, you could have a rapid onset of confusion and delirium because of your intolerance level at, you know, it's different for everybody, and that medication can produce that toxic effect. Oh, goodness gracious. There are herbs for all that stuff instead of taking the risky things like that. There are some other medications that are prescribed that can cause memory problems and confusion. So certain antibiotics, diabetic medicine, cold or allergy drugs, pain medicines, sleep aids, tranquilizers, barbiturates, systemic drugs, neurological medicines, and antipsychotic drugs all can mess with your noodle. Oh, man, not a good thing. So, you know, the older we get, everybody gets drugged up with stuff. You know, write a prescription. It seems to me that our older generation gets full of these drugs, and that tends to be the culprit for their memory loss because elderly are usually on several prescriptions, which offer these memory side effects. The main health areas to be really concerned about, which have drugs that are prescribed to cause memory and cognitive disability, are drugs for things like diabetes, cardiac disease, respiratory distress disease like COPD, renal failure, systemic infections, hormone balance, cancer, degenerative eye disease. Many of these drugs have that toxic buildup effect like we mentioned in the tissues and can cause you to have memory problems as well as hearing loss. I've heard about that on some of the heart patients. They have hearing problems. So side effects means another disease. It gives you another disease. Stop the drug, the disease goes away. Isn't that amazing? We got alternatives on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663. or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about our brain. There's lots of studies on our brain. Archives of General Psychiatry, for instance, has said that as we get older, it's good for our brain to stay connected and alert with social activities, you know, things that challenge the brain with new things and skills, learn something new. This improves, he says, the researcher, it improves and protects the connections between your brain cells. So regular exercise will promote healthy neurotransmitter function as well as serotonin. According to some prevention, the best defense against having to take medications for any diseases, including those with which promote memory loss, is, you know, an ounce of prevention is a pound of cure. So plan ahead. just like we were mentioning with the elderly and falling, you know, in your 40s and 50s, that's the time to get that regular exercise and stretching in. You'll have, you know, you have your fast twitch motor muscles in good shape, so you won't be shuffling. You'll be able to, you have a little spring in your step, and you'll be strong, and your balance reflex will be really top-notch. So, you know, an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure. So if for instance, I were on prescriptions regardless of memory loss, I would look at some of the natural options and get off those drugs, because drug dependency is really not a cure. It's an illusion of health because you're dependent on that drug. So lifestyle changes, maybe some medicinal herbs will go a long way to help the body regenerate, become strong, balance things, heal yourself, even reverse some serious issues. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Ask them about their product line. They have immune boosters and organ cleansing and some other things that, you know, go a long way to cleanse and nourish the body so it has the opportunity to balance and heal. See, get some things out of the way, reverse disease by lifting burden, putting nutrition in. It's very basic, but it's very effective. So give them a call, 866-229-3663. They do have an excellent formula called Brain Concentrate. If there are memory problems, gets more oxygen-rich blood and blood flow and good stuff to the brain so that you can, you know, have clear thought, focus. ThePowerHerbs.com, check it out. All right, let's talk about your brain a little bit more, because your brain and your immune system kind of connected. People have heard that their emotional or their mental state can affect their immune system. This is true. So it has been suggested that emotions can lower our immunity. So is there a solid mind-body connection between your brain and your immune function? Can being sad or depressed or under stress, you know, if you suffer a shock, maybe post-traumatic stress disorder, can this lower your defenses and make you more vulnerable and you become sick overall? You get frequent colds and flus. Well, scientifically, there's this area called psychoneuroimmunology, or PNI for short. This is a study of the interactions between your nervous system and your immune system. So we're kind of entering the field of neuroimmune system here. So we're going to take a look at it and see what medical science, what the experts are saying. First, some studies. Numerous studies have suggested that we are wired in such a fashion that our emotional health directly reflects our immune system health. So in a study that was done in 2009 that was published in the National Academy of Sciences, it found that our nervous system has influence over the manufacturing of our immune system killer T cells. Now, the killer T cells are made out of white blood cells. They're macrophages, and these are the ones that go around and gobble up your infections. Now, more specifically, the study was suggesting that our nerves can control the antibodies produced by our immune system to fight off infections like colds and flu. So when it comes to viral and cellular antigens, our sympathetic nervous system has it can actually suppress the killer T cells response if we're under duress there. So this nervous system is one of the three parts of the autonomic nervous system located in the thoracic region of the spinal cord. And apparently, if we are not well emotionally, our nervous system can tamper with our immune system response. However, the good news is that the effects are not permanent. So when we get emotionally healthy again, our immune system responds and gets restored to its normal function. Now, another study that was published in the Journal of Neurology in 2007 discussed evidence that there is a broader interaction between immune system and nervous system through shared molecules and common mechanisms which dispatch signals. Apparently, the communication is a two-way street, and the nervous system affects the immune system and vice versa, or both of them get stimulated or both can get suppressed. Therefore, according to that study, if you take immune system suppressant drugs such as, you know, autoimmune or antibiotic drugs, you also suppress your nervous system. So if you take immune system stimulating supplements, maybe some echinacea root, you will also stimulate your nervous system. Another study that was done by Dr. George Solomon at the University of California School of Medicine and Dr. Robert Adder of the University of Rochester School of Medicine in New York, they did some research to see how our bodies react to lupus, which is an autoimmune system disease. They studied mice, and what they found is the brain does communicate with the immune system, and the immune system responded to chemical signals sent by the central nervous system. Well, let's look at another immune system discovery. Apparently, our brain and our immune system connection may be more important than we think. In 2003, a team of scientists from Stanford University were studying how the developing brain establishes a final connection synapse for our the nervous system to be able to communicate with other non-neural cells. They were identifying the genes involved in the process when they unexpectedly found a gene for a protein connected to the immune system. And this made them ask, what is an immune system molecule doing in the brain? So it was kind of a stunning discovery, and according to Dr. Ben Bears, a neurologist involved in the study, he says our body is under immune system surveillance constantly. This research confirmed similar findings in 1998 at Harvard University when they were doing a study. They reported that immune system proteins are present in the surface of the nerve cells in the brain. So the immune system molecules located in the brain do not scout for germs as the rest of the body, you would think, but they influence the strength of signals that are being sent in between brain neurons, okay? So the discovery could someday explain more about Alzheimer's, autism, neurological diseases, they think. All right, so the Association for Research, guess what they did? They studied our human thoughts, where they studied pleasant smells and laughter and how that influences our immune system and our overall health. The study was carried out at Reading University in England, and they found that it only takes 20 minutes for happy thoughts to boost our antibodies, macrophage count, our immune system, basically. And it remains elevated for at least 3 hours. So they also researched how the memory of stressful or traumatic thoughts impact the immune system. Understandably, these types of thoughts lowered the antibodies. So, hey, maybe we should turn off the world news, right? It makes you all depressed. All right, the University of Westminster found similar findings. They tested pleasant and unpleasant smells. Interesting find in their research is that if we smell water, it has the same negative effect on our immune system as if we smelled rotten meat. Well, I wonder what kind of water they're sniffing. But anyway, the negative effects of the unpleasant smells were all counteracted when we smelled, guess what? Chocolate. Woo. I love chocolate. Everybody does. Well, I don't know anybody who really doesn't like chocolate. So the scientists at the UK concluded that happiness makes you healthier. Duh. Right? How much money did they spend on that? I could have told them that. You could have told them that, right? All right. So happiness makes us healthier. University physicians at Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh reported that their study found positive thinking, emotionally happy thoughts, and relaxes an individual, and it's more difficult to infect them with a virus and colds. So if you're happy and you're relaxed, it's harder for you to get sick. That's cool. Chemicals in the brain have a direct impact on immune system function, although modern medicine really doesn't fully understand how this is working. Dr. Sheldon Cohen, lead researcher of a study, concluded that emotions are a powerful ally for our health, and positive emotions offer us greater resistance to fighting disease, especially the common cold. So their research appeared in the Journal of Somatic Medicine, if you want to check that out, 2003. So the next time, I guess go see fun movies, upbeat movies, watch things that make you laugh, especially during the cold and winter months, and, keep your mood elevated, protect you from getting sick. All right, so here's some things for happiness. Elevate your immune system, your wellness. Psychologists and researchers at Stanford put together a list of 10 strategies to generate happiness and better health. One is you want to savor everyday moments. You want to take time to smell the roses, in other words. Take in a sunset, or a nice walk through the woods, whatever floats your boat there. They say avoid comparisons. Forget about keeping up with the Joneses. Focus on your own personal achievements and what satisfies you, Also, they say don't make money, your priority, your God, if you will. Money's just a tool. Don't worship it. Evidence suggests if you avoid that, you avoid a lot of bad emotions and illness, such as depression, bitterness, and regret. Mm-hmm. Money, root of all evil. Remember that? Also, developing meaningful goals goes a long way. Research suggests that individuals who have strong dreams and aspirations, they have a vision of where they're going. They have a drive, they're happier. Helps them to stay healthy. They have a sense of thriving, according to the research. So whatever your goal is, whatever you're passionate about and whatever you enjoy, that's what you focus on there. They say work's important. You should have a good, healthy initiative for work and good work ethic. But remember, keep things in perspective. Don't sweat the small stuff and things you can't control, in other words. Also, they say make friends and treasure your family. Family is everything. Happy people have supportive, caring relationships. And also they say smile more. It releases more brain endorphins and it will lift your mood. You're more approachable when you smile, and people are drawn to those who wear a smile. A very optimistic, positive thinker, smile more. Mm-hmm. Also, they say thank you and mean it. Grateful people, according to research, are happier people. They are also more optimistic, and they have higher success rates at achieving their goals and less likely to suffer depression. Yeah, there you go. Now, exercise, interestingly, is on the list. A study at Duke University said, exercise is more effective than antidepressants. So regular exercise offers us a sense of accomplishment. The endorphins kick in. If you're mad about something, go exercise. You'll forget what you're mad about, you'll have better social interactions. It'll lift your mood, of course, and it boosts not only your self-esteem, but your immune system as well. Also, they say be generous, give of yourself to others. It really does do a lot for you, health-wise. Help a neighbor, volunteer, donate goods, creates this uplifting feeling in the brain and gives you a health value. Other things that also uplift you this way are things like forgiveness, mentoring, and sponsorships. So being generous generates greater happiness and it benefits somebody. You impact somebody in a positive way. How can you not feel good about that? You have value. That's how, it pays it back to you. You have value. And lastly, they say pray. Pray. I'm adding this one in because scientists, they don't understand why people who pray are healthier and they get better faster. So, that connection with the Lord, God, the Creator, constant contact means you have a relationship. So you have to have a constant contact. So every day, check in, have a little conversation. A meaningful one. Find out what the Lord thinks is important, and then make that part of your goals. That's how it should work. So mind over matter, basically. And no doubt, our brain can influence our overall health, even if science really isn't connecting all the dots and all the chemicals and all the neurons and all the molecules. They just don't know why a lot of it works, but it does. So when it comes to improving your health, don't underestimate your abilities, your faith, your personal relationships with God, and, God's good herbs. He can help you over the rough spots. Other things that we can do to make sure that we have healthy healthy is the lifestyle. Get that in check. Do some system cleansing once in a while. Remove those toxins that can build up. You know, in biblical times, they would fast, but of course, they didn't have the toxicity we have today. That was a cleanse in itself. So cleansing is an important part of health. If you're interested in learning how you can cleanse the liver, the prostate, urinary tract, kidneys, you know, blood system, check out the experts in organ cleansing. That would be Apothecary Herbs. They have a website, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call. Ask for a free product catalog, which their catalogs came in this week. They ran out, so they got new ones. So 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. So, and if you want to, you know, stock up on immune-boosting products for the flu season, they got pandemic kits, power herb kits. They got just about everything. And you can save 20% through the 1st of November. They have a special, their coupon specials on their websites on the homepage. You just plug the coupon BOO15 into the shopping cart or use it over the phone or on your order form if you're mailing in an order. And you can save 20% on orders over $50, but you can't use that coupon with other discounts. So stock up and save. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to be talking about some viruses. Oh, viruses. I think I loathe viruses more than I loathe bacterial infections. I really do. I can tell when I have a virus. And, you know, eventually when you're in tune with your body and you're listening to it as far as, you know, how it reacts to things, you can actually tell over time, you know, yeah, this is virus. Then you know what herbs to use for that. I have grown children that know. They'll just go to the herb cabinet and they'll pull out stuff. They know what to use. So you can get that good too, you know. You'll just know. So we're going to talk about viruses. A lot of people will, you know, go get vitamin C and airborne and all that stuff, for over-the-counter stuff for the flu season. And they say it helps them feel better. A lot of that vitamin C is, though, made in China. I think it's 98% of the vitamin C is made in China, so know that. Now, the most popular over-the-counter for symptom reliever is the aspirin products. Any aspirin brand will, you know, people use acetaminophen, ibuprofen, or straight-up aspirin, which is acetyl salicylic acid, to help them, you know, find relief of cold and flu symptoms. But what actually happens when you use these products? Well, you will increase nasal symptoms while you suppress your immune system, because that's what they do. So you're going to continue to get symptoms because you're not outsmarting those bugs at all when you use those products over the counter. Now, viruses will make you hot. They'll turn up the fever. Viruses will make your body temperature go up within a short time. That's the difference is, you know, it'll spike right away. That's how you, one of the things you know it's a virus. In just 30 minutes, let's say, you can go from a little sinus drip to a full-blown rhinovirus with chills. And your immune system is smarter than you are. It knows that the fastest way to get rid of that virus is to burn it out with a fever. So viruses like a colder body temperature. So in order to seize control of the metabolism within your cells to reproduce it, it likes cooler. It doesn't like the fever, so that's why the body turns up the temp. Hot temperatures prevent your virus from multiplying. So there is a very safe way to allow your immune system to cremate these little viral bugs and get over the virus quickly. You keep drinking fluids, but you don't suppress the fever with aspirin or acetaminophen or ibuprofen. It just, because if you do that, you'll just extend the length of your illness. So just keep drinking fluids. And this is what herbalists call keeping the fever wet. So drink fluids, prevents the dehydration, helps to flush away the viral debris, and you can permit the fever to rise, and you can make yourself feel more comfortable by taking some hydrotherapy, some baths during the day here and there. Also, if you want to take a little willow bark and meadow sweet, that'll help a little take the edge off any aches that you may have, but it won't suppress the immune system. So any aspirin or any of those cold remedies to lower your fever, you'll feel a little more comfortable, but it will make you sicker longer because it kind of cuts your immune system off at the knees, okay? People who know about vitamin power will also use some natural sources to help their immune system shorten their duration of illness. So, for instance, your food and your herb sources that have natural vitamin C accelerate the immune system's ability to make white killer T cells or macrophages to eradicate the infection. Vitamins will help the immune system make antivirus interferon and enhance your hormone function to make more antibodies. So if you're faced with life-threatening diseases, pumping in some organic vitamins will be invaluable to your system. So a country physician, Dr. Frederick Klenner, he reports that in the 1990s, he has used vitamin C to address poisonous snake bites, polio, meningitis, and burns. Dr. Klenner kind of scoffed at the notion that megadoses of vitamin C were useless against disease, even, and it could even be toxic. He says that acute illness calls for large doses of vitamin C. However, what you don't want to do is use inorganic sources of vitamins. So in a Danish report, inorganic vitamin C will interfere with your selenium. So if that occurs, you will have an antioxidant problem, and it can cause cellular damage to promote free radicals and further empower the disease. So be careful with your vitamin C. If you're getting it from China, it's probably not good quality. Get it from your food sources and your herbs, because they're highly packed with vitamin C and zinc. So your immune-boosting herbs, that's where you go. So I like to tap into organic vitamin C and the zinc in the herbs. And you'll find organic vitamin C in things like horsetail, oatstra, comfrey, lobelia, astragalus root, echinacea, willow bark, ginseng, garlic, and many more herbs. And many of these herbs also have vitamin A to protect the internal linings of your cells from the germs and dangerous chemicals and carcinogens. Back in 1992, an Italian study said that if you combine vitamin A and vitamin C products, it protects our cells from mutating and can actually correct abnormal cells, especially in anything like, cancer of the bowel. That was listed in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. So when you use your whole nutrition and your organic supplements and your herbs and you combine that nutrition, it works together to assist the body to heal itself. It eradicates the infection, and all is well. So if you're interested in immune-boosting whole food vitamin supplements, check out thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. You'll be amazed what you could do. You're so powerful with God's herbs. He said herbs are here for the service of man. And boy, do I believe that. 866-229-3663. And don't forget, 20% off with coupon BOO15 now through the 1st on orders of $50 or more, so you can stock up and save big time. Now's the time to do that. I can see by the clock I'm out of time. Hey, if you have a topic you want me to cover on the show, send me an email. I'll try to include it. I surely will look it over. Get lots of emails, but I will look it over. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well. It's a...